In the name of Jesus, amen. The sheep in today's text are more precious than anything on this earth. Why? Because the Good Shepherd did not lay down his life for anything or anyone else. He died for them. This little flock is his through and through, and he has made every provision for them. They are a remnant of baby lambs and sheep who know his beautiful voice, know of his death, and see him as a door that leads them to life. And they know all of this through the work of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 4:6 says, "Since you then are children, God sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts." So what is the sheepfold in today's text? It is the Church of God, elect and glorious, that we just confessed in song. Who is the guard of the gate into the sheepfold? It is the Holy Spirit. And what is the door into that blessed sheepfold? It is Jesus Christ himself, the shepherd of the sheep. The Holy Spirit works all of this through the divine word that he speaks and he sings throughout the Church of God. If the Holy Spirit has a workplace, it is in the bride of Christ. He's the one who calls alien people out of darkness into his most marvelous light. He turns blindness into sight. He brings the sheep in. These are life and death matters for the flock. For while their future is secure, their life at this point is not one green, lush, totally safe pasture. Their present is fraught with, filled with other voices, other doors manned by cunning thieves and robbers who wish only to steal, kill, and destroy them. Deceitful voices can be heard pretty close to home for the flock and for their under shepherds. For by nature we are all inclined to error and sin. By nature we wish to graze in dangerous places. By nature, we have appetites for all the wrong grazing food. By nature, we look for opportunities to wander on our own. Instead of clinging to the door, we look for the exit. The sheep need someone to lead them on a level and safe road, someone who will at the same time guide them into all truth. Happy is he who clings to the door, to the faithful good shepherd, the one who has called each of his own by name. We need more than anything else to cling to him. For he knows everything about us and he still wants us. We need to cling to the one who provides a sheepfold in which He goes before us with His holy teaching and with His holy life. And we follow. Today's text relates to a seminary in a unique and wonderful way. For here, in this place, under shepherds, day by day, learn about the door. In this place is a faithful training for true under shepherds, teachers, and preachers of the Good Shepherd. Here men learn how to discern all the thieves, robbers, wolves prowling about the flock. And here they learn, as our hymn just stated, how to show to all His mighty deeds. Tell of love that knows no limits, and grace that meets all human needs. Every person in the pew needs to learn about safe and healthy grazing for the earthly pilgrimage. They need to hear again and again about their rescue, about their assurance of forgiveness and true peace, and about their future. This is your calling and high privilege. There is no higher work on earth. You speak the words of God, and the Holy Spirit works. You baptize. You commune the sheep, and the Holy Spirit works as He fills the beloved sheep with Christ Himself. You warn and advise the flock about false voices, and the Holy Spirit brings sheep out of confusion, out of blindness, into light, as He directs them to follow Christ their shepherd and you their under-shepherd. In every part of your office, you will point them to and bring them to the door. And the Holy Spirit takes over. What a joy it is to lead the flock to where streams of living waters flow, and to where the verdant pastures are filled with celestial food. In the name of our Good Shepherd, amen.